We have a few more minutes with Randall Kennedy here on The Paula Gordon Show. I had the feeling reading Interracial Intimacies and reading Nigger, the Strange Career of a Troublesome Word, that you are an immensely patient man. As you worked your way through this, it was you were going to tell me one case at a time. You were going to build a case. And then I thought, well, either that or maybe this is the case of if I bang my head against the wall long enough, I will stop banging my head against the wall because it feels so good when I stop. There is a sense that you are giving me all kinds of alternatives to find new ways of thinking about this.
Well, actually, I don't think I am a patient person. But for purposes of these books, one of the things I think is very important is to elaborate all the plausible points of view. And so people are going to disagree with me, and that's fine. And one of the things I try to do is to give credit even to arguments with which I disagree. And so I spend a lot of time giving the most attractive version of points that of view with which I disagree. And I try to walk around an argument and just show it I walk around these issues and show how complicated they are. Because frankly, from my perspective, I think it's a value just to show how complicated they are. Because if they're complicated, then we have to talk. Then we have to trade ideas. Then you have to make certain concessions. And it's at that point that we're in dialogue. And if we're in dialogue, we're in a relationship. And if we're in a relationship, that means we are connected. And if we're connected, that holds open the possibility for the very things that I want.
That sounds like democracy to me.
In part.
Well, it also argues if it's complicated, then it argues against simple-minded solutions. And that's part of the challenge with this whole issue around race is that solutions have typically been simple-minded.
Absolutely. We've sought shortcuts. And one of the things I try to do is to say, this is deep, this is complicated, sit back, we're going to have a long talk. In fact, we're going to have many talks. Because this is something that has many layers.
Well, we've gotten out of the head of it. I mean, I think the genius of democracy is you do have those long talks. And out of those long talks over long periods of history, maybe it's not discipline or patience, it's discipline that is what is required in this. The willingness to suspend judgment, to have, to explore, to learn, to understand, and to share that.
Yes.
Which will allow us to develop perhaps we need a better policy.
All of that, and there's one other one I would add, and that is trust. I think a lot of our discussions would be very different if we entered them with some degree of trust. I mean, it's fundamentally different arguing with someone whom you distrust versus arguing someone whom you trust. Again, you might disagree, but if there's a certain if there's a certain layer of trust there, you can proceed even in the teeth of those disagreements in a way that pushes us upwards and that elevates us.
Well, learning can happen. I mean, without trust, there's not going to be any learning. And since we manifestly don't know everything, then there's room for some learning.
With trust, we will look forward to the next time that you introduce us to big ideas. Thank you, Randall.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Our thanks to Randall Kennedy for his careful reasoning, extensive research, and clear articulation of subjects others find too hot to handle. With Interracial Intimacies, Professor Kennedy has done us all a major service. It was our pleasure both to get acquainted with him and with his positive approach to often difficult subjects we do well to consider together. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.